Michigan real estate headlines. MI agents, how commissions work and who pays, a bank rate breakdown. Bankrate explains that real estate agents earn commission as a percentage of a home's sale price and clarifies who is responsible for paying it. Understanding commission structures helps MI agents confidently explain their compensation to clients and navigate pricing conversations in local transactions. Review the full commission breakdown at the source link to ensure your client conversations are clear and current. Michigan real estate headlines. Michigan Property Records search tool streamlines owner deed and permit lookups. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized platform to search Michigan property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MI can save hours of research by accessing comprehensive property data through a single resource instead of navigating fragmented county systems. Bookmark h-michigan.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction due diligence. Michigan real estate headlines. MI commission rates projected at 5.5% for 2026 as flat fee alternatives gain traction. A new analysis projects that traditional real estate commissions in Michigan will remain at 5.5 to 6% in 2026, while flat fee MLS services like Huzo offer sellers potential savings of approximately $16,000. MI real estate professionals should anticipate continued pressure from commission disrupting models as sellers seek alternatives to traditional percentage-based fees. Review the full commission outlook and competitive landscape at the source URL to inform your 2026 business strategy. Michigan real estate headlines. Macomb County Open Data Portal, new resource for MI real estate pros. Macomb County launched an open data portal offering publicly accessible geographic and property data sets. MI real estate professionals can leverage this data for market analysis, property research, and client insights in one of the state's largest counties. Bookmark the portal at https://macomb-county-opendata-portal-mcmap.arches.com/ for your next Macomb County listing or investment evaluation. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some MI jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MI jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.